It's a second chance for all involved. The nonprofit Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation saves former racehorses from possible neglect, abuse, and slaughter. And at the same time, the horses prepare prison inmates from the James River, Virginia Work Center for life after incarceration.
When they asked me if I was interested in this program, I jumped on the chance because, like I say, as you can see, how could you not love these creatures?
In the course of the six-month program, the men learn about horse behavior, grooming, anatomy, health, and horse care. They also become very fond of their horses.
This is my horse, Cobra Action.
Let's go.
Which is the grandson of Secretary. He's a good horse. If you remember Secretary, that's the one that won the race in the Belmont.
I think he had a typical racetrack life. He showed signs of steroid injections. Side effects of that is biting, nipping. You can feel scar tissue from the injections.
Good boy. Good boy.
The horses are fed twice a day, groomed, and checked for injuries or health concerns. Some are ridden to prepare them for adoption as riding and companion horses. While the inmates' training program also includes classroom work, instructor Reed McClellan says the hands-on experience is the most important thing.
It's that spending every day in the stall with those horses, and horses don't put up with a lot of the kind of bravado, false bravado. They recognize false bravado right away, and they'll teach them a lesson about that that's not the way to be in harmony with this big 1,000-pound animal in that stall.
Will is a graduate of the program and is now a teaching assistant. He will finish serving his prison term in September and already has a job lined up. His horse, Happy, is also starting a new life and has already been adopted.
Happy was the first horse I had been around. She suffered an injury in the field. She was, needless to say, a cantankerous thing. I guess something changed in her. You know, she's very likable now, loves attention.
It was not just Happy who changed. The Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation's Ann Tucker says Will also had some behavior issues at first.
Will came into the program a very insecure young man from a troubled background. He had no idea what he wanted to do. Will is now a confident young man, and we have a wonderful job for him and a place to live.
Not only does Will have an opportunity ready for him when he is released, he is confident that he can turn his life around.
I don't ever want to go back to the person that I was or come back here.
Will probably will not return to prison. Hardly any of the inmates who go through the program do. It seems horses and inmates alike are getting a second chance. For Sahar Sarshar, Mernush Karimyan, VOA News.
Here she comes. Here she comes now.